are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're actually going to talk again about the 2020 postseason. The World Series is set. The Dodgers are going back to the World Series for the third time in the last 4 years, trying to win their first title since 1988. On the other side, the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros in 7 games. Both series went 7 games, which is actually really rare. And I was very happy to see the Astros get eliminated. I've been a fan of the Rays for a long time. And so it's good to see them go to the World Series. And for them, they've never won the World Series. And the only time they went was in 2008 when they lost to the Philadelphia Phillies. So we're going to talk a little bit about the World Series, talk about these two teams, and talk about the games and series that got them in to the 2020 Fall Classic. So all of that is coming up on today's show, but first, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Fangraphs as a Rotographs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So as a Giants fan, of course, it's been difficult to watch the Dodgers run away with the National League West year after year after year for the last 8 years. Even so, in 2014, the Dodgers won the division and the Giants won the World Series. So it continues to amaze me that the Giants won 3 World Series championships. When we look at some of these other teams that are completely loaded, like the Dodgers have been for a long time, but they continue to get better somehow. Yet they struggle to win 1 championship. And so the fact that the Giants won 3, it just is an amazing accomplishment. And I'm honestly astounded every single year when some teams fail to make it that you would think ought to win one. So the Dodgers get another chance at it, going to their 3rd World Series in 4 seasons. So how did they do it? Well, they came back from a 3-1 series deficit, which is something Giants fans know all about. In 2012, the Giants came back from an 0-2 division series deficit to win 3 straight and win that series against the Reds. And then immediately following that, they went to the championship series and fell down 3-1 to the Cardinals and came back and won that. So I think we all know how that propelled the Giants into a sweep in the 2012 World Series, sweeping the Detroit Tigers. So the Dodgers come in with all kinds of confidence. They don't have to go anywhere, staying right there in Arlington for the World Series. It was quite a Game 7, very entertaining. A couple of things that I found noteworthy were, number one, Mookie Betts is just an unbelievable player. Some of the defensive plays that he made in this series completely changed the whole thing, and it was a slim margin. They won in 7 games by 1 run. And so when you look at all of the great plays Mookie Betts made to take runs off the board, you can easily say it made a huge impact in the series. I said at the time, when he made that shoestring catch in Game 5 that ended up taking a run off the board because the runner left early thinking the ball was going to drop, tagging up from third, and they reviewed it and called him out. I said at the time, that is going to be the play that changes the momentum of this series and brings the Dodgers the win. I really kind of had that feeling because the Dodgers were too talented to just go down easily in that series. The lineup is just so good. Every single hitter who comes up is going to grind out an at bat, and they're going to get on base a lot, and they're going to just run into home runs. So that's another theme for me, was the home run, because listening to some of these broadcasters, including John Smoltz, who I think he does a really good job and I enjoy listening to him. The weakest part of John Smoltz as a broadcaster is when he starts complaining and seeing fault with the way the game is played currently. It just doesn't come across well, in my opinion, and he was in the middle of criticizing Cody Bellinger's swing, basically. And so to go on this soapbox criticizing Cody Bellinger, who was far and away the best player in the National League last year, struggled a bit this year, but I mean, it's a small sample of this season. I get it. He can be tied up and in. But when you're in the middle of pointing out the guy's flaws as if it's some kind of huge deal that needs to be corrected, and then he goes on to hit a mammoth home run to give the Dodgers the lead in Game 7, like on the next pitch, that is a kind of funny look for John Smoltz. But the theme is, like, a lot of announcers want to talk about, and A-Rod is another culprit here, how you don't win championships without small ball, and he loves sacrifice bunts, and you know, he's got all kinds of crazy ideas talking about how you don't want to have an even numbered lead, which is just ridiculous. Like, you'd rather have a 1-run lead than a 2-run lead. That's just absurd, of course. But home runs are the way you win games these days. Like it or not, you're not going to win unless you're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Like, you might also need to occasionally do the little things offensively. Sometimes a bunt is a good play. Often it's not. But, you know, the record of teams out-homering their opponents in games this postseason is just really, really good. Like, I don't have it pulled up, but the last time I checked, it was like 25-2 or something like that. So home runs are the way you win games these days. And the Dodgers, in the regular season, hit like 2 home runs a game. And that is how they won Game 7. They did some little things. And defense is another way that you win. But Kike Hernandez tied it in the 7th, and Cody Bellinger gave them the lead in the 8th. Julio Urias pitched the final three innings, which I thought was really interesting. In the 9th inning, I was like shocked that they didn't bring in Kenley Jansen with Ozzie Albies, who's better from the right side, and he got to hit from the right side. He's much better from the right side, and he got to hit from the right side against the lefty, and then 2 dangerous righties after that. But Urias got through them 1-2-3, and then I looked this morning, and Urias, I did not know this about him, but he's actually significantly better against right-handed hitters, so he is a pitcher with significant reverse platoon splits. So that helped me explain it, in case anyone else was wondering, that is why, apparently. And he was pitching well. So let him go, and he did have the advantage, even though you would think the hitters had the advantage. So anyway, that was that. In the second half of the show, we'll talk about the Tampa Bay Rays a little bit and preview the World Series. But before we get into it, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we're going to talk more about this upcoming World Series, which I think is a really good matchup. Like, objectively speaking, I'm not going to come on here and say, oh, the Dodgers are so terrible and how dare they go to the World Series. I think it's a really good matchup. These are two forward-thinking teams, arguably the best two teams in baseball, period. Certainly this year, they each did have the best records in their respective leagues. The Dodgers went 43-17, and every time I see them play, it makes me a little bit slightly more irritated that the Giants missed the postseason despite tying the Brewers at 29-31. And the Giants lost the tiebreaker because the tiebreaker was unfair and based on intra-division record. Giants had to play this Dodgers team 10 times, including 7 times on the road, which is just flat out unfair and unbalanced. And they also had to play the Padres, who were the second best team in the National League, 10 times. They also played 6 games against one of the best teams in the AL, the Oakland A's. So the Giants undoubtedly had a tougher schedule than the Milwaukee Brewers. Giants also had the same record as the Houston Astros, who made the postseason along with the Brewers. So 3 teams at 29-31, 1 didn't make it. Arguably the one with the toughest schedule didn't make it. So a little bit unfair there. And I think nationally, people are seeing just how unbelievably talented this Dodgers team is. Honestly, it might be the best team ever assembled in my lifetime, certainly. And you could go back even further than that. They're just absolutely loaded with talent. And that talent won out over the course of a 7-game series, which is what I predicted would happen. And actually checking in on my predictions that were made prior to the start of the postseason, this is the World Series that I predicted. Ended up getting the National League side of the playoffs completely correct. American League side, I kind of botched with some of the wild card series, but I did have the Rays winning all the way through to the World Series. And then my prediction at the time, and of course still my prediction, is the Dodgers beating the Rays in the World Series. I think if the Braves had won, I would have picked the Tampa Bay Rays to win that series. Anyway, looking at the Rays a little bit, I'm definitely a fan of that team, and they just do it year after year in a way that's different than other teams. They're similar to the A's, except honestly a little better at what they do than the A's. They've got a really good bullpen. They've got a really good starting rotation. Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell, Charlie Morton. That's an excellent top three in the rotation. And then the bullpen is a bunch of names you've never heard of, but they're all really effective. And we've seen displayed that the arm angles they have out of the bullpen form this like full semicircle spectrum where you've got sidearmers from both sides, you've got, and then every angle in between to form this like rainbow where they can come at you with any arm angle. And I think they use that intentionally to stifle the hitters, and it works, plus their excellent starting rotation. So it figures to be really good pitching in this series. The Dodgers' pitching is perpetually underrated. I think it's because their hitting is so good. People kind of sleep on the fact that year after year, the Dodgers are the best pitching team, certainly in the National League and often in all of baseball. With Walker Buehler, who to me is one of the top 5 pitchers in the game, plus Clayton Kershaw and then all the other cast of characters that they mix and match with, Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin, Julio Urias, Brusdar Graterol, Kenley Jansen, and then like other guys that you may not know much about that are excellent. Like Blake Treinen was a nice pickup for them. I like that a lot. And just on and on. So the Dodgers pitching is really good too. So they certainly match up with the Rays in that regard. And then offensively, I mean, the Rays just can't match the star talent of the Dodgers with Mookie Betts, Corey Seager, Justin Turner, Max Muncy, Will Smith, Cody Bellinger. Like, that is the best 1-6 I've probably ever seen. And then 7-9, they're not bad at all either. They're actually extremely good. I forget who was hitting 7th last night, but then 8 and 9 went Jock Peterson and Chris Taylor. Oh, it was AJ Pollock, who we all know as Giants fans was a thorn in the Giants side for many years. He's really good as well. So 1-9, they are just going to grind out at bats, and they're going to get on base, and they're going to hit their homers. So it's really tough to keep them down for any kind of sustained period of time. And so I really do think, and don't hate me for saying this, that this is the year the Dodgers are going to break through and win that first championship in my lifetime since 1988. The Rays, though, are certainly a formidable opponent. I don't think that they're going to go quietly. I certainly don't view the Dodgers like sweeping the series. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7 games. But ultimately, the Rays' offense is not actually quite as good, although they do have Randy Arozarena, who Kevin Cash, their manager, calls the Cuban Mookie Betts. So you've got the actual Mookie Betts and the Cuban Mookie Betts, and Arozarena has just absolutely gone off for the Rays this year, including in the postseason when he's been phenomenal and won the ALCS MVP. But they did struggle to score runs in that series. Houston Astros are a really good offensive team too, so their pitching did manage to hold the Astros down, and the Rays' defense is really good as well. So we're going to see excellent defense in this series, excellent defense. We're going to see good pitching. We're going to see good managing. We're going to see new school baseball at its finest. So hopefully we don't get too many complaints by the announcers criticizing new school baseball as these two teams in the World Series got there playing the way they play. So I don't want to hear like criticisms of the way they play. They got to the World Series because of the way they play. So to me, it's exciting. These are two really exciting teams, and it's a phenomenal World Series matchup. So my prediction is, I don't know, picking number of games has never been something I've been interested in. Prediction is that the Dodgers are going to win, I would say 6 or 7 games. But, you know, I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Tampa Bay Rays were able to win because they're more than capable. So it's kind of a coin flip. Whoever wins, you know, it'll be very meaningful to their fan base and franchise. So it's been a crazy year. Not over yet. We'll continue to provide coverage of the World Series as we go along. We'll also obviously provide Giants coverage as well during this time, and we'll do a mailbag at some point this week. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every single weekday. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider giving it 5 stars. If you can do that, it would just be very, very much appreciated. Thank you so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.